This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom at 4 minutes past. A former acting U.S. Attorney General fired for refusing to defend President Donald Trump's original travel ban says she fears the effect the administration is having on the country. Sally Yates was in Nashville this past week at the invitation of Vanderbilt University. Yates served as Attorney General for just 10 days following Trump's inauguration. When the president signed an executive order on immigration, Yates refused to defend it in court, believing it was unconstitutional. Yates told Vanderbilt Chancellor Nick Zeppos in a podcast interview that, like the rest of the country, she was taken by surprise by the president's decision to ban travel from several Middle Eastern countries. She notes that the Justice Department would normally have been involved in formulating any such policy, but that wasn't the case with Trump's executive order.
At that point, we didn't have an opportunity to give any input. It was a question of looking at, do we believe that this is lawful? Do we believe it's constitutional? And can we act consistently with the obligation of the Department of Justice in defending it?
Yates went on to tell Chancellor Zeppos that she fears Americans are starting to see as normal what she calls the daily barrage of alarming news.
Out of sheer survival, I worry that we start to normalize some of this conduct, and that by just moving on through a 24-hour news cycle to the next thing, that our psyche becomes such that at the end of this administration, we think some of this stuff is normal when it's not.
You can find a link to the complete Sally Yates interview with this story at WMOT.org. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.